This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 358 of our readings, and it's December 24. So today we will be reading from Ezekiel chapter 46, Psalm 144, verses 1 through 9, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 26 through 30, and Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 through chapter 16, verse 7. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Ezekiel chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by way of the entrance chamber of the gate from the outside and stand by the gatepost. The priest shall prepare his whole burnt offerings and his peace offerings. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out. But the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance of this gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and the new moons. The prince shall offer the whole burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbath day, 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish, and the grain offering for a ram, and the grain offering for the lambs, as much as he wants to give, as well as a hin of oil with every cake. On the day of the new moon it shall be a young bull without blemish, 6 lambs and a ram without blemish. The cake with the bull and the cake with the ram shall be a grain offering, and for the lambs, whatever he wishes, along with a hin of oil with the cake. When the prince enters, he shall go in by way of the entrance of the gate, and go out the same way. But whenever the people of the land come before the Lord on the appointed feast days, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by way of the south gate, and whoever enters by way of the south gate shall go out by way of the north gate. He shall not return by way of the gate through which he came, but rather he shall go out right away. The prince shall then be in their midst. When they go in, he shall go in, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the festivals and the ceremonial days, the grain offering shall be a cake of cereal for a bull, cereal for a ram, as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and a hin of oil with every cake. Now, when the prince offers whole burnt offerings as a thanksgiving to the Lord, he shall open the gate which faces east, and offer his whole burnt offerings and his peace offerings as he did on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he goes out he shall shut the gate. You shall offer daily as a whole burnt offering to the Lord a lamb of the first year without blemish, and you shall offer it every morning. You shall also offer a grain offering with it every morning, a sixth of a unit, and a third of a hin of oil to moisten the fine flour of the grain offering. This is a perpetual ordinance. You shall offer the lamb, the grain offering, and the oil, and you shall offer them as a whole burnt offering every morning continually. Thus says the Lord God, if the leader gives a gift of some of his inheritance to any of his sons, it shall belong to his sons, and it is their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift of some of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of remission, after which it shall return to the prince. But his inheritance shall belong to his sons, and it shall become theirs. Moreover, the prince shall not take any of the people's inheritance so as to oppress them. He shall provide an inheritance for his sons from his own property, so none of my people may be scattered from his property. Now he brought me through the entrance, which was behind the gate, into the hall of the holy priests, which faces toward the north, and there was a place set apart there. Then he said to me, This is the place where the priest shall boil the trespass offerings and the sin offerings, and where they shall bake the grain offering, all of it together, so as not to bring them out into the outer court to sanctify the people. Then he brought me out into the outer court, and took me around to the four sides of the court. And behold, on every side there was also a side court. Each side court of the four sides was small, 40 cubits long and 30 wide, the same measure for all four. There were also halls all around in them, all around the four of them, and cooking hearths were made under the halls all around. Then he said to me, These are the houses of the kitchens where the ministers of the houses boil the sacrifices of the people. Psalm 144, verses 1 through 9. I shall exalt you, my God and my King, and I shall bless your name forever and unto the ages of ages. Every day I shall bless you and praise your name forever and unto ages of ages. Great is the Lord and exceedingly praiseworthy, and his greatness has no limit. Generation and generation shall praise your works, and they shall declare your power. They shall speak of the magnificence of the glory of your holiness, and they shall describe your wonders. They shall also speak of the power of your awesome deeds, and describe your great majesty. They shall overflow with the memory of your rich goodness, and shall greatly rejoice in your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, long-suffering and abundant in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are upon all his works. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 26 through 30. Now there are four very small things upon earth, but these are wiser than the wise. The ants, which are not strong, yet they prepare provisions in the summer. The rabbits, which are not a strong tribe, yet they make their own homes in the rocks. The locust, which is without a king, yet he marches out as one commanded in an orderly manner, and the spotted lizard, which supports himself with his hands and is easily caught, yet he dwells in the fortresses of kings. Revelation, chapter 15, verse 1, through chapter 16, verse 7. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls, full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. And then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, "You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due." And I heard another from the altar saying, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." As we are about to celebrate the feast of the Nativity of Christ, I'd like to offer a hymn sung at the Compline service for the Feast of the Nativity. This hymn is known as "God is with Us," the title and verses taken from the book of Isaiah. As we celebrate the reality of God with us in Bethlehem and in our lives through Jesus Christ, let us offer ourselves back to Him through our recognition of God being present in our neighbor by His image within them. This hymn was sung at the 2014 Christmas concert by the St. Michael Orthodox Church Choir in Louisville, Kentucky, under the direction of Stephen Jacobs.
Yeah.
Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.